Good morning, everybody. It's Monday, October 18th, 2021. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for listening in. We do appreciate it. Maybe you're listening on the archives. In that case, you know, I just accidentally cut off our, I meant to cut off the music. I cut off our caller. Hopefully, Louie will call back in just a second. But he realizes that. Welcome to Monday morning, everybody. Our shows are archived. What I was saying was that our shows are archived over at ace-ed.org, ace-ed.org. I hope Louie realizes that. Okay. If he will in a minute. He'll figure it out. Okay, over at ace-ed.org, that's ace-ed.org. We archive over there. That's the home website of our American Consortium for Equity in Education. All right, please go over there and look at our magazine, which is just an excellent magazine. It's an online journal called Equity in Access. I know you will enjoy it. If you take the time to go over there, please share it with your colleagues. You'll also notice there's a new icon over there for SEL Today. That's our new website over at seltoday.org, and our friend Louis Schoenfeld, who I accidentally cut off a minute ago, he's back now. All right, works with TechHelp, and you're going to see they're going to be involved with us over there regarding social emotional learning, etc. So it's really all good stuff. seltoday.org, ace-ed.org, etc. We got a good show for you today about a great STEM tool for the flipped classroom that helps every student understand math. We're going to concentrate more on math. We're going to concentrate on TechHelp's product Equatio and talk about what flipped classrooms are all about. And Louis, I accidentally cut you off. Everybody say hi to Louis Schoenfeld. Hi, Louis. It's Larry here.
Hey, Larry. How are you? Pleasure to meet you.
Fine. I went to cut off the music and I cut you off instead to get the music running. I apologize for that. Okay.
That's okay, Larry.
Welcome to Monday morning at Education Talk Radio. What can I tell you?
Yeah, right. You know? No worries.
Louis, are you calling from Orlando? I see the. Yeah, go ahead, please. Go finish.
Yeah, I am. I'm calling from Central Florida, Larry. I spent 20 years down here teaching education here in Central Florida. So I live just east of Orlando, actually, about 30 miles from the beach. And
nice.
You know, obviously, if you know anything about TechHelp, we're a global company, but like a lot of teachers and a lot of people out there, we're working remote. So, yes, I am down here in Florida, and it's actually very nice out today.
I'm glad, and I'm up here, up in Maine, okay, where it's a beautiful day, but a little chilly by your standards in the 60s. What do you think, Louis?
Sure.
Where would you rather be?
I think you're right. Actually, Larry, I just got back from our TechHelp sales meeting up there in Massachusetts, and it was beautiful weather up there, and but yeah, I'm happy to be back home and flip-flops and shorts, Larry.
and Louis, when they invite you up here in February, tell them you're sick that day. It's too cold.
Yes,
stay
I will.
Good
advice, Larry.
Okay, stick with me, kiddo. I'll help you. I'll even write you a note. Is that okay? Louis sick,
that's
Dr. Larry. Yeah, okay.
There you go.
You know, TechHelp's a great company. We work with them a lot. We're going to talk about a number of things here, but you are the product manager, if I'm reading all this right, and really product evangelist as well for the TechHelp. By the way, everybody, TechHelp.com. Okay, they're a great company, but they have a particular product we're going to talk about, which is really cool these days because the word equity starts off the word Equatio, E-Q-U-A-T-I-O. Okay, we talk a lot about equity here, but Equatio is not only math and equations. It's math and equity. And Louis, you're the father, Louis. You're the evangelist, Reverend Louis. Just tell everybody what Equatio is before we get into this whole idea of flipping classrooms, et cetera, and how it works. Tell everybody about Equatio.
Yeah, it's fun. Sure, yeah, that's funny, Larry. Every time I hear evangelist, I think the same thing. But so the product manager position is really kind of a liaison between our sales and between our marketing and our development team. Equatio basically, Larry, allows our math to be digital, but it also allows it to be accessible, providing that equity.
Yeah.
What we do behind every single math insert in our product is we provide that accessible math for those students who might have, you know, low vision or they could be blind. What we do allow is our product on every insert to allow students who might be using screen readers to be able to access that math as well. So that way it's an inclusive you know, great product that allows, you know, really like, you know, when I think back to my time in the classroom, Larry, it really felt like math got left behind. And, you know, all my students always wanted, all my students wanted to be able to, you know, get out their laptops when they came to my classroom because they were doing that in science, they were doing it in history, they were doing it in ELA. But unfortunately, there just really wasn't a product out there, Larry, that allowed us to let students use, you know, ed tech tools in the math classroom until Equatio. And it was founded back in 2017. So we're just about coming up on 5 years in the product, and we've come a long way. And we continue to obviously have a lot of great development and exciting things on our roadmap for our users.
Right, and that was excellent explanation. And by the way, everybody, I'm going to make this simple. Just Google text help Equatio, okay, just like it sounds.
Yep.
Okay, and it's going to pop right up for you. And, you know, this is just about, I just want to stay a few minutes on this. Equatio, I'm just going to read right off the website, Louis, if I can. Equatio gives your students, teachers, the opportunity to show their mastery in math in a way that best suits them. I'll tell you a story about that in a second. They can speak or draw or type problems and equations directly onto their device. All right? Please, this is an equity question, okay? And it's going to make kids like math, okay? They may like it, but they're being stifled. So look at it
right.
Anyway. I'll never forget, Louis, you'll just like this story. I was the sales manager for many years for a huge medical publishing company, okay, many, many years ago. All right? And they kept asking me to put down on paper what the commissions were going to be for the 15 salespeople we had. Okay? I was the sales manager, and I kept putting that off like you can't believe, because believe me, I stink at math. Okay? Just kept putting it off, putting it off, putting it off. And finally somebody said, don't ask Larry to put it in writing. Ask him to tell you what they are. And the CFO walked in and said, Larry, what do you think the commissions will be? And I was, well, just off the top of my head, I was within like $100 from each person. Okay? My point being that people see math differently. And not, I'm just using my example here. Sometimes you need to look at it from a different angle. Do it a different way. All right? And, you know, teachers tend to, you know, like all of us, you want it done a certain way. But that doesn't work for everybody.
Right.
And that's why Equatio is so darn important. If you go to the site, you'll see you can do handwriting, it can do verbal, it can do speech, whatever you need to do. It's a really, really cool product. All right? I got to tell you. You know, you must have fun going out and talking about this to educators. What do they say when they see this? Louis.
I do. You know, Larry, you know, one thing I wanted to piggyback on what you just said, too, was, you know, and I'm probably dating myself here, too, Larry. I'm no spring chicken here anymore. But, you know, if you remember, Larry, like in a lot of the listeners here, like when we went to math classrooms, let's say 10 or 15, 20 years ago, you know, the curriculum for math hasn't necessarily changed. But we're trying to alter the way and that give kids a, like you said, alternate ways to show their work and to show their understanding of the math that they see on the paper. And that's why Equatio is so important, because it's built on those universal design for learning principles, and it allows kids to express themselves and how they feel comfortable. As a math teacher, you know, we obviously want our kids to still show their work, and we can do that with Equatio. So it's just a, you know, when you and I went to school, like I said, Larry, it's like, how did kids learn math? It was every student got out a sheet of paper, every student got out a pencil, and we all just copied from the board. You know, that was just way things were done. And that there's more than one way to obviously solve a problem. Well, there's definitely more than one way to learn a problem. And we're just trying to give kids that opportunity by using that product.
Right. And you know, it's not only, and this is important, you mentioned it before, besides just the typical pedagogy, it's important for kids who have learning difficulties, and you mentioned the kids who have sight difficulties, hearing difficulties, whatever you want to go into, all right? And this just works so well, all right? And it's so cool, everybody, I got to tell you, all right? And it's just a great product. What can I say? And you wanted to talk about here. Yeah, it is. It really is. Okay, you guys do great work. Okay, we're all about equity and access here at our Consortium for Equity. And you guys do great work in that area. That's text help, everybody. All right. You wanted to talk about, and I thought this was interesting. All right, while we can talk about Equasio, you see where it fits in this day and age as things are getting wilder and wilder out there. You're interested in flipped learning. Am I correct, Louis? You see a real potential for this with flipped. Go ahead, talk about that.
Yeah, absolutely, Larry. So like I was saying earlier, you know, we used to always have, you know, the sage on the stage approach where the teacher's standing at the board, the kids are all taking notes. And for those listeners and folks out there that may not be familiar with flipped learning, one of the things that Equatio can do, and not just necessarily Equatio, but a lot of EdTech products allow our teachers to flip their classroom, which some people may be familiar with, some won't, but let me try and explain quickly here. If a flipped classroom provides a teacher, you know, the opportunity to provide their lesson to their students in advance. And what I mean by that is there's fantastic screencasting tools out there that can be used. Yeah. And when you think about a math classroom, you generally think about, you know, in the past, a teacher standing up there and modeling and showing really good modeling. This is what I'm going to put on line two. This is what I'm going to put on line three. Well, I remember teaching, Larry, you know, several years back, and like I said, I spent 20 years teaching. And, you know, by the time I've taught the same thing by seventh period, for example, you kind of get tired as a teacher. You may not admit it to those seventh period students, but you're like, oh, my gosh, I have to teach factoring trinomials seven times today. Well, what if we flipped our classroom? And the day before that class, what if we recorded ourselves teaching it one time? We use a little bit of our video editing skills to maybe, you know, take out some pauses, take out some breaks, and provide a really nice, succinct lesson, let's say in 25 or 30 minutes. And, Larry, what if we gave our students, instead of doing homework at night and solving, let's say, 15 to 20 problems to show their understanding, what if we asked our students to watch the lesson the night before? So in other words, they're watching a video. Look, Larry, you know this as well as I do. Kids are online watching content all the time. It may not be bad, but they might be on YouTube. They might be watching videos. What if we ask them to watch the math lesson the day before? And that way, when they come to class, guess what they would be doing, Larry? The practice problems that they watch that relate to the lesson they learned the night before. This way, the teacher's not at the board, Larry. The teacher is basically your guide on the side, and the teacher is more of a facilitator than they are actually standing at the board teaching all day. I think it would help teachers to be able to provide some more individualized instruction. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. I certainly know what a flipped classroom is, and I've always thought it makes sense because – when you're teaching, when you said trinomials, which I would have to go into a long to figure out what that definition is, okay? But I was a social studies teacher, full admission here, I was a social studies teacher.
Sure.
All right? But you know, when you do that all day, all you're doing is it gets better as the day goes on, okay, as you figure out what you did wrong in the next period, do a little bit better, whatever, but you do get tired with it by the end of the day, all right?
Sure.
And what flipped learning does, which I always thought was really cool, it allows the students to lead the classroom. All right. In other words, you did your thing on the video the night before. All right?
Yeah.
But now there's a discussion about it, and that discussion is actually led by the kids. All right? The kids are going to lead the way through what they understood, what they didn't understand, what's happening, et cetera, et cetera. You'll be able to – and it leads to a whole different way of teaching. And I have to say this, and Louis, I'm sure you heard this, especially these days.
Yeah.
All right? The pandemic changed everything. All right?
Sure. Well,
suddenly everything was on screen for a year and a half. Okay, rather than in the classroom, for the most part. I mean, I know certainly some states were open, and Florida being one of them, et cetera, but it was difficult.
Yeah,
a lot
of
kids stayed home, et cetera. All right?
And it
changed the pedagogy. We understood that, wait a minute, we didn't have to do it the way we were doing it all the time. We got forced into it, and darn it, it worked. How about that? Okay, these kids did okay.
Yeah.
The teachers did okay after a while, too. Everybody tried. All right? And so these ed tech tools, and I agree with you, okay, education has changed. All right, it has to change. We learned that lesson. All right, and to be able to have these ed tech tools, okay, it's so important. But I must ask you a question. You're out with teachers all the time. Okay, you said, oh, I'm going to do a video or whatever, screen performance the night before, screen lesson the night before. Mm-hmm. All right. As you go out and talk to teachers, that's different from the way they're taught to teach. All right. What are you hearing from them as you make these suggestions and see that happening? What do you hear from them?
Well, it's a great question. So some of your teachers, obviously, Larry, would be maybe a little more reluctant to that. You know, teachers are, you know, like you said, this whole pandemic has changed everything, right?
Yeah.
So one of the things that teachers have often vocalized is, like, I want to do things the way that I feel comfortable. And, you know, we at TechSelf, we're all about, you know, we're about providing the tools. And if they find comfort in using our tools to help instruct students, great. What we don't want to do is obviously, and this can be a challenge here, and we have to be careful who we might say this to, is, you know, we don't want to say, you must use this or you must use this teaching format. And I think administrators, you know, often have to be careful too. And it was certainly a trying time for a lot of teachers. And I still am I'm on webinars all the time, Larry, and I do hear frustration, you know, in teachers' voices, because I try and come off and say, and I think I can do this well, Larry, because I'm like, you know, hey, everybody, I spent 20 years in the classroom too. Like, I know that they might look at me as like, hey, you're an outsider. You don't know what this was like. Yeah. And that's a fair point. I don't know what it was like teaching in the pandemic because I didn't teach during the pandemic, but I certainly spent many, many hours. And, you know, I've taught thousands of kids and I've taught thousands of, and actually, you know, prior to my teaching students, Larry, I taught adults how to use ed tech tools. So I provided district training.
How interesting.
So that was my last 4 years was when I say I was a classroom teacher, really, you know, 14 of those was actually teaching students. The others I was taken downtown and said, you know, we see your expertise in the classroom as students. We need you to help bring about that type of knowledge to help our teachers understand the impact that ed tech tools can have on students, you know, because you're going to have those teachers that are your high flyers, and you're going to have those that are, let's say, maybe a little bit less prone to helping and change that mindset. And, you know, I think one of the best things we can do is I spent a lot of time, Larry, in faculty meetings. And I remember one time I thought, you know what I would really, really like to get out of this faculty meeting is if the principal would just allow one of those high-flying teachers to show an example of how ed tech tools have helped them and their students. So, and oftentimes those faculty meetings tend to run really long. You tend to leave there and you feel swamped and you feel overloaded, but I always found great benefit, and I used to share this with the administrators, like, if you could just get, and I'll just throw a random name out there, like, Miss Anderson's class today was doing something fantastic with ed tech. Miss Anderson, would you please come up and show the faculty today, you know, what your students were creating? And oftentimes, Larry, teachers are in a silo. They're so focused, and they never leave their classroom. Yeah. If we provided teachers a way to go visit other classrooms to kind of open that mind and maybe have, you know, if you will, like a growth mindset, like we can't be stuck in this fixed mindset to where, you know, teachers are just doing things all one way, and you continue to do that over your 30 years of teaching. You know, we have to adapt to the world, and the world is changing, and the world has technology.
Oh boy.
And we don't want to return, you know, to the pre-pandemic state. We want to continue to evolve. Like I said, you know, the students are going to continue to use technology, and we need our teachers to understand that the technologies are tools that can help us. Especially as they return post-pandemic.
You know, it's interesting. I hadn't thought about this, or maybe I have, but I never articulated it, okay? That when you're doing flipped learning, you are putting yourself on screen. You're doing it for your students. But it also is a great way for the administration, you know, which does have a responsibility to look at teachers and see how they're teaching and all that. Okay, it gives the administration a literally a window, okay, into what you're doing, and then and I don't know how many school districts actually do this, but to actually play one of those videos that the administrators really liked, and say, here's what, and we got good old Miss Anderson. Here's what Miss Anderson did. okay? Let's
right.
look at this. And, yeah. and Susie Anderson, come on up here, okay, and talk about what yep. did, how that worked in class. Because teachers, and I can speak for myself and where I worked, okay, they were
right.
always reluctant to hear for a good idea from the administration or the central office or whatever.
Sure.
Okay? I don't
sure.
say they were mean about it, but they were just reluctant about it, just a way of
sure.
teaching. All right? But
yeah.
but if a teacher told you, okay, your colleague,
right.
that was a whole different thing. All right? That was
yeah.
a whole
yeah.
different thing. And that should, what you're, the point you're making is very cool in how we can use these – we can't fight the ed tech. And I always say this, and you'll like this, Louie. I always
right,
say we
right.
need to get rid of the word, okay, ed tech. Okay, it doesn't make
yeah,
sense
yeah.
because we never used to say ed chalk or ed blackboard.
Right, right.
When they were the
right,
tools.
Right.
Not that they aren't anymore,
yeah.
but you get my point. All right? The point
yeah,
is technology
sure.
is education, just like it's just a tool, like the blackboard,
right.
like the chalk was.
Right.
All right,
yep.
and
yep.
we make ed tech something different when it's actually not different, and that is education.
Right,
that's a tool.
Right, yeah, like
you
said,
it's
really just a tool, and it's designed to help us, Larry. To you know, obviously, I know this is cliche, but like it's designed
yeah.
to help us, you know, make us work smarter, not harder.
Yeah.
And it's really up to the teacher as to whether they want to. You know, look, I'm all about saving time. I mean, most teachers are.
That's what everybody's
them,
about.
Look, there's two. There's,
that's what everybody's
yeah, there's
about.
There's two things that teachers want: is A, they want to be paid more, and B, they need to save time. Right.
That's
so
right.
So, if we
Good
can
point.
Develop tools at TechStelp to help teachers save time, and I think that's one thing we've done towards, you know, Equatio is to be able to help. You know, I still see Larry, my own daughter, taking pictures with her cell phone. And she's taking pictures of her math and uploading them to their learning management system. And I'm like, boy, as a math teacher, I can't imagine getting 130 cell phone photos of my kid's math. Like, there's got to be a better way to do this, because I don't know how that teacher is providing really valuable feedback when that, and I definitely don't think she's saving herself any time. And to be fair to the teacher, I just don't think that she might have the right tools to be able to provide, you know, and to save time. Yeah, the necessary feedback that kids certainly need. So it's challenging for sure, Larry. I definitely empathize with these teachers out here. It's really, really struggling, and it's a challenging time for everybody.
And let me ask you, this is a funny question. I was talking to some people at your company last week, Kira in particular.
Sure.
All right? And it's interesting. One of the challenges of teaching math, all right, is it can be very frustrating for so many kids. I will include myself in that. Okay,
sure.
You just,
yep.
you know, and I'm talking years ago. You know,
yeah.
we didn't even have the letters in the alphabet. It was so long ago to spell
yeah.
trigonometry.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
that long ago. We didn't have an
right.
E. Okay, it was clay tablets.
Right.
All right, but it was a long time ago. But my point is, there was a lot of frustration with math. All right, for a lot of kids. Some people have just had others struggle. All right, and there's a social emotional learning side to mathematics. Okay, and,
yep.
and if we can make math easier for kids, and I have to always say
mm-hmm.
this, math is logic. That was never taught to me in
right.
12 years of school in Philadelphia. Okay,
yeah.
but math
yeah.
is logic. All right, and
mm-hmm.
you're doing it not so much for the math, but for the thinking. Okay,
right,
that to me
right.
is what it's really about.
Yep.
This, of course, was never taught to me. I didn't figure that until I was 60 years
yes.
old. Okay, so that was
yeah,
a problem
yeah.
right there. All right, but the
yeah.
point is, all right, when you have a product like Equatio and use it in an ed tech post-pandemic world and understand
mm-hmm.
how important SEL is this year. I mean, it's making every district, that's the top priority of every school district this year, social-emotional
right.
learning. And when you combine the two things, okay, you wind up with something. This sounds like a blatant paid advertising here. It isn't, but you wind up with something like Equatio. Okay, it takes
right.
the pressure off. It makes it easier for kids. It takes away those frustrations that kids don't have to be scared of math class. That's my point.
Right, right.
That was a
yeah,
long
no,
way of saying that.
Point.
That was
I mean,
that was a long way of
yeah,
saying that. But you get my point.
Yeah. No, but you're right. I mean, Larry, the thing is that, you know, the technology and math in particular has so many symbols and formulas. And, you know, when we designed Equatio and we still obviously develop Equatio now, the goal is to make this simple on our users. And it doesn't matter who your users are, whether it's instructors, whether it's students. The goal is to make this easy. And since kids are already using all these platforms like Windows and on their Macs, and they're using Google Docs or Microsoft Word, we can really insert math anywhere. And, of course, as a former math teacher, Larry, one of the biggest questions I get is, can Equatio help me see the students' work? And the answer with our product is yes. You know,
of course.
Our equation editor works like a word processing document. So you can just show your lines of math, hit the insert math button, and turn in work. And actually, you can submit assignments right through Equatio. So, yeah, I don't want this to come off as an advertisement either, Larry, but we've certainly done a lot of things in our product that have helped. And that's the other great thing, Larry, is I don't want people to come away thinking Equatio was built because of a pandemic. We actually were working
2017,
well before the pandemic.
So we actually
have been able to help teachers right in the thick of this when everyone went into lockdown, because our product was already technically a remote learning tool. So, you know, we obviously really benefited. And I think, honestly, you know, it wasn't about our benefit. It was about the teachers and students being able to benefit and find ways to let kids easily show their work and understanding. And back to your initial point, which is, look, some kids are going to have a lot of great success using the equation editor, but some kids need the Desmos graph, and some kids need the handwriting input, and some kids need, you know, the speech to math. So we can help you no matter where your comfort is.
It's personalizing education. That's what it's about. Okay? That's what equity is all about, giving kids the education they need, the learning they need. Okay, that's what it's all about. I have one funny question as we wind down here, Louis. Okay, as you go out and talk to all these educators and show them Equatio and talk about EdTech, what's kind of the funniest thing you've heard in response? I don't mean to catch you off guard. Does anything stand out, like something like that?
I don't know if it's really anything necessarily comical, but I've just definitely got a lot of comments that, you know, that they really appreciated TextHelp being there in the moment. And, you know, one thing we haven't talked about, and I know you're probably familiar with it, Larry, and I know this is more of an Equatio flipped classroom conversation, but our flagship product, Read and Write, and it makes me think back actually to what you were saying earlier too, is, you know, when Larry and I and some of our users were going to math class, you know, it was a lot of computational math. You'd sit there and get a worksheet and there'd be like 35 you know, written out, and I'm like, wait,
don't remind
if I understand
me, Louis.
Something,
don't remind me.
Yeah, if I yes. Yeah. Yeah, remember, so Larry, did you really need to do 35 problems to show your understanding, or could the teacher have probably given you 5 or 6, right?
Oh, on question one, a good teacher would have realized I didn't understand it. Yeah, let me make that point.
There you go. So, but the great thing is that, you know, people have been very, very complimentary, because Read and Write and Equatio can be used in conjunction with one another. So I will say this, that when you were talking earlier, and I was letting you finish your point there, that math is no longer really computational. It's about critical thinking. And one of the things that's really important is the students understand what is the question asking, because the questions now are like, you know, they're word problems. They're lengthy word problems, and it requires those critical thinking skills. And you know what, Larry? Kids, if they can't, they're not going to be able to do the math if they have difficulty reading and they have difficulty in comprehension. So I would say, I don't know if
Great
I have
point,
a funny
Louis.
Story more
Great
or less
point.
Than the really good, yeah, really good conversations with folks saying, you know what, my kids have needed Read and Write to read the word problems. And then, of course, they can use Equatio to help show work and provide their solutions. So really just a lot of complimentary folks out there. You know, obviously we get a lot of traction on social media, you know, people thanking us for our product and how it's really helped during these difficult times. And, you know, Larry, one of the things that TextHelp has been very cognizant of is, like, you know, a lot of folks have not really wanted to meet with TextHelp people in person. So we're still, you know, even though I traveled last weekend, it was honestly, Larry, it was my first trip in a year and a half also.
I believe
I haven't been able to get out there and talk to, I haven't really been able to get out there and talk to a bunch of teachers. And hopefully as you know, hopefully we get through this winter safely and things start to improve once the spring comes, that, you know, I'll be able to get into more classrooms and talk to folks and hear some of those great stories. But I think the best thing that I've seen and the most complimentary thing is that one of the things we can do in our product is provide kids with interactive and engaging math, you know, activities.
Yep.
And kids want to be doing things. They want to be touching things. And it doesn't matter whether it's physical manipulatives or digital manipulatives. They don't really want those PDFs. They don't want a worksheet printed for them and sitting at the dining room table with their head on their forehead. They want to be active. They want to do things, right? So Equatio Math Space can provide that for kids. And I just think it's been a lot of great feedback that we've received, and we're really, really thrilled that we could help so many teachers during this pandemic. So next time I talk to you, Larry, I'm going to get some good stories once I get back out on the road, hopefully, from some teachers that had some really interesting things that happened. So,
Louie, also, I'll tell you, tell Kira, okay, when we plan the next show, come back on and bring one of your educators with you. Bring one of the teachers with you.
Oh, okay.
We'd love
it.
They just call in from
wherever
they are. Yeah, they'll just call in from wherever they are.
Yeah.
Okay. So.
Yeah, Larry, got a lot of close friends that I've met through Twitter and at some of these ed tech conferences pre-pandemic, and I'd love to bring them on, and they'd be able to tell story about
bring
how they've used Equatio. So. Yeah,
it'll be fun.
Yeah, that would be great, Larry.
Kira's hearing this. Okay, but you tell her to.
I will tell her. I just spent last week with her, so. And I'll be meeting with her later this week. So I'll tell her you said hi, and next time we're going to bring a couple of our heavy users to tell their side, their story.
Yeah, do it. Because, you know, you're good. You're an ex-teacher, and you know what the heck you're doing. But when they hear it from an active teacher, it makes all the difference in the
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely.
Okay? You know,
absolutely.
It's just
it provides a lot. Yep. I agree with you, Larry.
Thanks, Louie. You stay safe down there. Enjoy. You're going to Disney World this afternoon, right? Am I correct?
No, I'm on the east side. I stay away from all the touristy stuff, Larry. So.
Smart move.
Yeah,
Louie, take care of yourself.
Well,
enjoy life down there in beautiful Orlando, okay?
East
of Orlando.
Pleasure,
Let me
Thanks
make that point.
Me.
East of Orlando.
Yeah.
Towards Cape Canaveral.
That's right.
Okay?
There you go.
Thanks, Louie.
Hey, you have yourself a good day. Thanks, Larry.
You
bye-bye.
Too, my friend. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks, Louie. Louie Schoenfeld, the Equatio, just like it sounds, product manager at TextHelp, texthelp.com. And I'll say just Google TextHelp Equatio and it'll pop right up, okay? Oh, we didn't mention it's free to K-12 educators. Free to K-12 educators, okay? Minor point. We'll archive over at ace-ed.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Check out seltoday.org too. Thanks for listening.